They sat on the open deck of Marcy's small, weathered shingle cottage on Strawberry Point, in the east end of town past the narrow harbor mouth. Jesse was drinking beer from the bottle. Marcy had a glass of white wine.
"I thought you drank scotch," Marcy said.
"I do, but beer's nice," Jesse said. "I thought you drank martinis."
"I do,"
Marcy said and smiled. "But wine is nice." There were no lights on the deck, but there was a small moon and some starlight, and as their eyes adjusted, they could see each other and the white spray of the breaking swells below them. "You know why we were drinking differently at the yacht club?" Marcy said. "Because we knew we couldn't drink many, so we were trying to get the most bang for the buck."
"I'll be damned. You did know."
Jesse smiled.
"I know a lot." "And so modest."
Jesse had his suit jacket off, and it hung from the back of the chair to his left. Marcy could see the butt of his gun showing just in front of his right hip.
"You're carrying a gun," she said.
"I'm a cop."
"Do you always carry one?"
Jesse nodded. "I'm always a cop."
"What else are you?"
Jesse drank from the bottle. "Interested?" They both laughed.
"Tell me about yourself," Marcy said.
"I was a cop in Los Angeles. I'm 35 and divorced."
"I'm older than you. Were you always a cop?"
"No, I was a baseball player before I got hurt."
"Did you play professionally?"
"Yes."
"Were you any good?"
"I was very good."
"What about the divorce?"
"I was married to a starlet. She wanted to be a star, so she slept with producers."
"That started you drinking?"
"I used to tell myself it did, but it didn't. I always liked to drink."
"But you have it under control now?"
"Most of the time."
"You over the first wife?"
"No."
"You still love her?"
"Maybe." "That must make it hard to commit to other women," Jesse smiled. "Not for the short term." Marcy smiled with him in the pale darkness.
"I've never met a man who couldn't commit for the short term, and I've met a lot."
Jesse waited. It was her turn.
"You're honest," Marcy said. "Most men wouldn't have told me about the ex-wife and would have sworn they'd love me forever."
"So they could get you into bed."
"Yep."
"Doesn't mean I don't want that," Jesse said.
"No, I'm sure it doesn't. But if I were husband hunting and using my bed as bait, you'd have just blown the lay."
"Instead of vice versa," Jesse said.
Marcy laughed, and Jesse liked the way she laughed and joined in, and they both laughed as much for the pleasure of laughing together as for the bite of Jesse's wit. "We'll see about vice versa," Marcy said.
"You looking for a husband?"
"No. I was married at 18. I got two kids in college, girl at Colby, boy at Wesleyan. Lot of money. Their father can afford it."
"He supports them?"
"As always. I raised them. He paid for it. He's always been good that way."
"What way wasn't he good?"
"He is a doctor. Very successful. A neurosurgeon. And he fucked every nurse that would hold still for 20 seconds.
"Like all the jokes," Jesse said.
"Like all the jokes. He's not a bad man. He's generous, and he's a good father in his way. But where his penis leads, he follows."
"When'd you get divorced?"
10 years ago."
"You over it?"
"Yes."
"Want to get married again?"
"No."
Jesse finished the last of his beer and set it on the table beside him.
"Well," he said.
"Hello."
"Hi."
They both laughed again. Marcy drank some wine.
"Here's the deal. I like men. I like wine. I like sex. Right now I'm having a nice time, and I hope to have an even nicer one. I'm not going to fall in love with you, and I don't think you'll fall in love with me. And assuming you're interested, we can have some nice, uncomplicated sex with nothing at stake. And we can be each other's friend. Jesse leaned back in his chair and looked at her and said, "Works for me." He kept looking at her in the semi-lucent darkness. She was quiet for a while as he did so, and then she said, "Assessing the goods?" "No. Well, maybe. I was just thinking how clear you are." "I had a good shrink," Marcy said.
"The shrink had a good patient," Jesse said.
"Also true." She stood and walked to the railing of her deck and placed her hips against it and sipped her drink. She said, "The trouble with being clear is that it makes the transitions a little awkward. I'm going to take a shower. Would you care to join me?"
"Sure."